God la Hashem, Mehulal Ma'id. Hashem's big. Hashem's great. We say it in the Amidah, Hakel HaGadol HaGibah V'Hanura. What are you meant to think? When we contemplate Hashem's largesse, largeness, greatness, bigness, is this an issue of size? We cannot give spatial definition to an infinite being. When we talk about Hashem being Gadol, it can't be a number of meters or kilometers that the infinite comprises of. It makes no sense. And therefore the Reishis Chachma invites us to investigate what this means. The first thing he says, and Hashem is referred to as Gadol in numerous different ways, Ha'ara HaGdayla, Hashem's light, the light that shines from him is unlimited. This infinite light, Gadol means his hasaga, meaning we have no understanding of what this infinite being is. It's so far beyond us. It's so much greater than anything we could possibly comprehend. Or Gadol means hispashtus, koicha v'ayre, how Hashem's strength and his light extends and expresses itself into absolutely everything. That's gedulas hakoyach v'hayachayles. That's the greatness of his strength and his ability and capability. Or perhaps we look at Hashem in terms of his greatness of his chesed in his rachamim. How Hashem's greatness extends to everything. Slach nakal av la'avan al ka'am hazeh. Forgive the iniquity of these people. Kagaydal chazdecha, like the greatness of your loving kindness. Or as the Navi Yeshayah says, brachamim gedeilim akabzich. I'll gather you back in, Jewish people, with great rachamim. Hashem's greatness is expressed throughout. Gadol ha'etza, as Yirmiyahu says. What's a Eitza? Eitza says the Abar Benel is Yediyah. Hashem knows everything. Omnipotent, omniscient. When we talk about Hashem's Gadlus, we're clearly not talking about how much space he occupies. Rather, it gives us an opportunity to think about Hashem's greatness. How awesome it is to be able to come in some way into contact with an infinite being. When we think about how limited and finite we are, where we begin and where we end, where we start and where we finish, what we can do and what we can't do. And then suddenly we realize we're coming into contact with that which has no limits, where there's nothing stopping Hashem doing anything, where there's a sense of expansiveness into everything. His light, his giving, his wisdom, his knowledge. Suddenly we start to understand, begin to fathom what we mean when we say Gadol Hashem. This is a greatness that extends into everything. That's why, Hakel HaGadol, HaGibah V'Hanera, Gadol is Chesed, Lecha Hashem HaGdula V'Hagvura V'Hatiferes, Gdula means chesed. It's an expansion of self and extending into others, into everything. And therefore, Gadol Hashem and Mehulal Miyad, of course, his praises come as a result of his godless. But to stop and to think and to contemplate on the greatness of Hashem is something that we as Jews are obligated to do. And the more that we do it, the more that we appreciate Hashem and his intimate involvement in our lives.